The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, Robert Whelan is the Managing Director of Rockwell Finance, and he joins me here in studio to talk about investing your money. Do people have any money to invest in this country anymore, Robert, is my first question.
Yeah, that's a great segment, isn't it, to come in after that? I suppose, yeah, they do. Just today, the CSO announced that the household savings rate is just under 15%. So what that basically says is that the country is not spending 15% of the money it takes in. So it's not just, when they say savings, people hear what goes in deposits. No, it seems like pension contributions paying off debt. But there is money out there. There's 170 billion on deposit.
And I do think you actually see that in Ireland. Mm. There's lots of people definitely struggling, but there's also lots of people with plenty of money about them doing really well in this country.
Yeah, 100%, absolutely. And you're starting to see the kind of shapings of what they call a K-shaped economy, where you've kind of got one section of society who are kind of progressively getting worse. So the trend has gone that way. It's great for radio. And some people who are in doing well bracket, doing better and better and better every year. And but that's not to say that like everyone has an opportunity to be able to try and invest and try and save. It's just a question of allocating your budget.
Okay, so let's look at, I suppose, what people who perhaps do have a sum of money in a bank account at the moment on deposit, and maybe they're trying to decide, what do I do? Do I leave it in deposit in that bank account? Do I do what maybe people traditionally did in this country, which was to buy a property and use that as an investment for their future? Or do they invest in stocks and shares? Do they play on the stock market a little bit? What is your advice?
First and foremost, you've got to have a rainy day fund. Before you consider taking on any sort of investment, what you need is a rainy day fund so that if the worst happens, you're not dependent upon liquidating shares or a property to get you money. So I kind of say to people,
a safety net.
Yeah, so that's 3 months to 6 months take home pay. Once you've that built up, which is your bank, your credit union, your post office, then you've got to decide, well, how much risk am I prepared to take? And your risk really should not be commensurate with anything else other than your timeline. So if you're prepared to take a 10, 15, 20 year time horizon, you should be prepared to take more risk. Because if you're saving for an outcome that's 20 years away, you shouldn't be bothered about what happens today or tomorrow, as long as you've picked the right investment. And that comes down to them, well, what do you invest in? Well, to invest in property today in Ireland, one, is it very expensive? Because you're going to, as an investor, you've got to come up with maybe 50% of the purchase price before you get a loan. Then you've got to deal with the taxation. If you're going to go into direct shares, that's high risk because you're saying, I can pick one winner out of the 25,000 listed entities out there. So I always say, start off with a good fund manager who knows what they're doing. Start off at 50, 100 quid a month if you got 500 quid a month, but start because that's the hardest part. But I always say, start there, see how comfortable you are with it. But your time horizon is your risk. Short time horizon, short risk. Long time horizon, long, higher risk.
Okay, so what you're not saying is leaving it on deposit shouldn't be an option.
No, because as the last, you know, your last contributor spoke about, we have inflation and you're seeing an increased awareness of investing, particularly in the last 3 or 4 years in Ireland, primarily because inflation has become real for people. And, you know, I won't challenge the statistics, but if you ask the average person on the street what's the rate of inflation, they're not going to tell you it's 2%. They'll tell you it's significantly higher because their grocery bill is higher. So everyone is aware of that. So they're aware, well, if I'm getting 0.5% in the bank and I've 50,000, 100,000 sitting there, well, that's losing money every year. So I've got to do something with the thing because I'm going to need it, whether it's for my retirement or whatever the case may be.
Because you're not getting anything from leaving it sitting in that bank.
No, the only people making money is the bank. Irish banks have never been more profitable than they are today, ever. In the height of the Celtic Tiger, Bank of Ireland never declared profits like they do in 2025. Why? They're lending less. Where are they getting the money from? It's from deposits. So the banks are the only ones making the money. So as individuals, we have a choice. So I'm not saying take all your money and roll in the markets. Far from it. I'm saying be reasonable with it. But if you want to make a return that's ahead of inflation, you've no choice but to do something with it.
Well, let's talk about that return, because that's what people are going to be weighing up when they're deciding where to invest or what to do with this money if they have it. What is the return that you should be expecting? Let's say, and I know, look at how long is a piece of string.
There it is.
Is it 5 years, 10 years, 15? Let's take 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
What's the return that you would expect on, let's say, a property investment versus investing them through a fund like your own?
Yeah, okay, well, property, if you take the average return on Irish property, taking into account the crash in the Celtic Tiger, the average turnover the last 30 years is about 4%. Okay. But would that keep pace with inflation? Maybe there or thereabouts. If you get into the stock market, your average return is a little over 8%. but you've got to live with drawdowns of like the great financial crash of 60%. You understand? So you're looking at those types of return. But I hate giving these because then people will come back and go, Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is up, it's up maybe 30%, but it's Bitcoin is down 35% over a 6-week period just 2 months ago. So you've got to live with, can you live with the volatility and can you decide, well, so pegging yourself to a particular rate of return, it's easy in one thing, but I think it can kill you because if you're not achieving it, you can get frustrated. So I kind of just say, if you look at the long-term returns of each asset class and you're prepared to be patient, but again, you have 120 years of statistical evidence on a well-managed fund to deliver about 8%.
Okay, see, I think that's what worries people is the volatility that is out there at the moment. Mm-hmm. All the global uncertainty, this sense that is there an AI bubble out there? Are these techs companies Absolutely. That own so much of the market going to implode? Is there a correction coming in terms of investment in houses? And that nervousness, I think, makes people wary, perhaps, of investing in shares.
Absolutely. Like we've on our TikTok and Instagram channels, most of the DMs we get are particularly around this topic. And what I'd say there is then, well, then outsource the decision making to a good fund manager. So, for instance, if you're worried about the market being toppy, well, then maybe for your perspective, it's about how much you're prepared to risk. Is what I'm trying to say? So it's back to only put into the market what you're prepared to live without for at least 10 years. I kind of just stay with that. And if you can live with that mindset, the volatility shouldn't bother you. This is why I keep coming back to, because not what will kill your investment performance is you deciding to panic. And if the market moves, you go to cash and then you miss it when the market recovers and you're wondering why you're not making money. So I always kind of say, if you're prepared to play the long game, let it run, trust the fund manager and not be worried with the volatility because you trust the fund manager, you should be okay.
Can you walk us through in simple terms the main types of investment available? And if you're just starting out, are you better to sort of spread that investment across, let's say, low risk, medium risk, high risk and phase the money in? Or how would you approach that?
Okay, so the different types of investment. For most people, getting into property as an investment today is really for a very tiny segment of society, let's be honest. So for most people, their first step will be either buying a share directly through a platform or investing in a fund directly through an advisor like ourselves or someone like that. That's going to be their first step. So there you're looking at equities, shares, bonds, government bonds, corporate bonds, gold. Obviously, gold's had a phenomenal run the last 2 years. You'll have things like infrastructure where you're investing in things like toll roads and property, office buildings, industrial, that type of thing. So they're kind of, and then what a fund manager will say to you is, well, how much risk do you want to take? So if you want to take low risk, the amount of risky assets in there will be much less than if you want to take a high risk fund. There are lots of tools out there that will help you determine what your attitude to risk is. Do them, take them. We use them. We have to use them. But we do try to have reasonable conversations with clients around their own tolerance and say to them, well, the risk profile says you're a medium risk, but you're telling us you want to take a 25-year time frame. You're going to be very annoyed with us in 25 years with the return because you're going to see a return on the paper of X and you got Y. So it's once the client understands that that's exactly where they sit with their own money and they're prepared to live with the volatility and then they understand the assets that they're investing in, well, then that's a great starting point. But I do honestly say get advice. It's not just Rockwell or anyone else. Get advice. You're not supposed to be an expert in this. So don't feel like you have to be. So just get the right advice. You should be okay in the long run.
I mean, people will hear obviously the awful stories as you mentioned there, but they'll also hear the stories of the big returns that are out there, which is really attractive. Realistically, what should somebody expect, do you think?
If they're prepared to take, say, a 5-year time horizon on, say, a medium risk fund, you should be getting about 5.5%, 6%. If you're taking a higher risk fund, I said you should be tipping around 7.5 or 8. Over a longer term horizon, you should get maybe a little bit more. But that's very, like, we're at the very top of the market, say, at the moment. Like, we've had a phenomenal run. So if you look 5 years from now, would it be that? No. But if you look 30 years, would the average come out about that? Well, I have 120 years of evidence that says it will, but I can't predict the future. If I could, Ciara, I wouldn't be here today.
Is there a good time to invest, a better time to invest? Because you say, look, we've had a great run here. Yes. We're kind of at the top.
Yes.
That to me doesn't sound like a great time to go in.
Well, the most famous investor that everyone knows is Warren Buffett. And he said, it's not about timing the market, it's time in the market. So the best time is now. That's it. Because if you're worried, because people told me this was the top of the market 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I was at an investment conference in London in 2016 and a guy from one of the top investment banks in London said the great sale is coming. He was predicting a stock market crash the following year. What happened? Markets went up 18%. If you're waiting for a crash, forget about it. Get in, keep feeding it. As long as you don't need the money, the volatility is a good thing. Because if the market falls and you're regularly saving, you're buying it as it's falling.
All right, Robert Whelan, Managing Director of Rockwell Finance. Thank you for coming in and discussing all of that with us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.